September is National Hunger Action Month. Action being the key word. It's a time when those who have can very easily help families who need. And when I say easy, I mean real easy. Local food pantries across the country have been placed under heavier demands for their service more than ever before. Imagine if you needed food for your family. You look over your local food pantry is thinking, okay, it's all good. I found the answer for my troubles. Tonight my kids are going to be able to eat a healthy meal. What if you arrive at the food pantry only to find nearly empty or even empty shelves? Might even find the doors locked, the lights out, because they have nothing left to give. How can we possibly let that happen in America? Mentioned easy a moment ago. Perhaps you've seen how your local supermarket is doing a drive to help your local food pantry. Some markets have a sub. If you're at the self-checkout, or you scan the barcodes they have in front of you on the screen, or you tell the cashier, you want to give a buck or $5, $10. Others let you round up your purchase to the next dollar amount, with that difference going to feed the hungry in your neighborhood, which could be your family, your friends, co-workers, people you know. Certainly, people don't go around wearing a badge saying, I'm going hungry. Hope you've made use of these options for giving. I have, frequently now. Can't afford to give a lot, so you know, what would your dollar donation do? It would do a lot. Food pantries work with food sources, so they can buy food below retail prices. So that means your $1 can result in, many times, up to 10 meals for people who are in need. And by the way, I know that need has come to be called, quote-unquote, food insecurity, which is a technical term which I don't think communicates the reality of the situation. There are families in America who are hungry with no guarantee of where their next meal is going to come from. The food your local food pantry offers too is also a lot healthier than leaving someone to buy the cheapest food that's on the store shelf. Those low price options are high with sodium and fat, little or no nutritional value. Your local food pantry provides people with options that are a whole lot better. According to the USDA's latest Household Food Insecurity in the U.S. report, more than 38 million people in the country experienced hunger last year. Households with children are more likely to experience food insecurity. Look at the nation overall, the states with the highest rate of hunger: Alabama, Louisiana, South Carolina, New Mexico, Delaware, Michigan, Kentucky, Texas, Oklahoma, Nevada. California is mid-range on the list. You might have thought they might have been up there in the high numbers too, but not quite. As far as New Jersey is concerned, 762,530 people are considered to be facing hunger, and of them, 192,580 are kids, which basically means 1 in 10 children face hunger. If you look at the population numbers, people facing hunger in New Jersey are estimated to report needing almost a half a billion dollars more per year to meet their food needs. If you want to find a food pantry near you, again, easy is the word. Go to Google, and in quotation marks, food pantry, then another set of quotation marks, your county name, your town or city name, and the results will get you to where you need to go to find help or to offer help, either way. You can also go to feedingamerica.org, into your zip code on their page, and also find the food pantry near you. You can support your local food pantry, some which, by the way, just recently in New Jersey lost a great deal of food from Tropical Storm Ida hitting. You can help them with a donation of money, food, your time and effort. For those in need of their services, let me tell you, there's no reason to feel any kind of shame or embarrassment, because you're not in this alone. Matter of fact, when you walk into your local food pantry, you're going to quickly feel support, love, and expression of prayers from all those who are waiting there, ready to help you. We are a nation that's made up of communities, and those communities only survive when the people within them show up for others in need. And right now, it is time to show up.